Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Coming up right there is Alicia Mayers, and I want to thank you taking us to 15 minutes after 2. And my name is Lukho Mgwedi Phuthi, and chilling with you on Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart. Absolutely love to spend every second with you. And the great news is, you might have seen it on social media spaces as well. They're not new to our screens and our radios and Halal Africa. Yep, they are having an event coming up entitled On Bended Knees, and I've got just the perfect person to tell us more about it. And on the line this afternoon, I've got Ndumiso. Ndumiso, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon to everybody in Radio Land. It's absolutely a joy and a pleasure to always be hanging out with Radio Pulpit. Pulpit is family to me.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. Maybe Ndumiso, if I can give you a chance firstly before we even kick off, because I have a burning question for you, which I have been asking everybody. I ended up saying to Alice Enika, I'm actually going to give Ayanda and Anzi a call and ask him, friend, where's this thing coming from? But I'll ask you, fortunately, here today. So Ndumiso, if you could just introduce yourself properly firstly, who are you? And maybe clarify to us, who are you in relation to Halal Africa?
Absolutely. My name is Ndumiso Mazibuko. By profession, I am a brand strategist and marketer. Mm-hmm. In Halal Africa, within that family, I do exactly just that. I'm on the team, and our jobs are to make sure that we get you listening out there to Carnival City and seated on a chair. that's my prayer. That's my job every day. If you're listening to my voice, my job is you every day to try and get you and say, hey, we've got something big happening on the 30th of November on Bended Knees. Be there, please.
All right. Now, Ndumiso, you and I am assuming you're also Nguni. I'm Nguni myself. Yeah. And there's a common word we use as Christians, ala, ala, or, you know, not even as Christians. Yes. You know, when there's an event, ala, ala. And I've really been wondering now, Ndumiso, I told myself this is the first question I'm going to ask you today. Why Halal Africa? Does it have anything to do with ala, ala, or why the name Halal Africa?
Halal, yes, number one, let's deal with it. Halal, yes. Africa have nothing to do with Indian food right now.
I didn't want to say anything.
Number one, it has nothing to do with food, and also it's not about halal. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
It's an exclamation of celebration.
Yes.
That's what it is. So at weddings, graduations, baby showers, you know, when we say, hey, well done, we're excited, we say halal.
Yes.
But now,
okay,
here at Halal Africa, the context is that the word halal is one of the Hebrew words used in the Bible, in the original text, and it means praise, it means worship. Yeah,
I've learned so a thing today.
So there's a number of words that mean this, like Tehillah, Zamar, and others, and Halal is one of them, right? So when we say Halal Africa, it's a declaration and an invitation to say, Africa, arise and praise God.
Wow. Okay. So see me shake off my cringe right now, because I've really been wondering, what is this all about? All right, Ndumiso, let's get it off going now. Now, let's talk about, I really just want us to get the idea behind Halal Africa, because I see you guys have even, released music. So it's not just any event that's a once-off. What's the idea? Because I see a lot of artists as well coming in. I remember one of my favorites that played was, I think it was Ndokozo. Ndokozo was with you guys, one of the editions. Power Belongs to You. I loved that song. So please give us the structure. What forms part of the structure and what is the idea behind Halal Africa?
So Halal Africa is not a music group per se.
All right.
We are not a choir music group. We are not that. Halal Africa is an organization, and that's to a lesser degree, but it is really a movement. It's an ideology. It's a vision that we have for Africa and the nations of the world to unite us through worship. That's our mandate. That's our assignment. That's our vision, to unite Africa through worship. And so, as you mentioned, then when we record projects, when we have events like the one that we are going to talk about now that we're having in November, we then collaborate with artists from that nation that we are recording, and artists from other parts of Africa, but also the United States and the West, Europe, you know, and we say, hey, everybody, let's come together. Let us make music. Let's create an experience in the presence of God, number one, through this event. Number two, let's record this music so that we can share this worship and praise anointing with other people who might not make it to that event, and we are now doing this for the fourth time, with this one that's coming up called On Bended Knees. The one you're referring to with Ndogo Zombambo came from our previous album, which was entitled Through It All, and that also was recorded here in South Africa. And so we've worked with a myriad of gospel artists, you know, from all nations of the world. Like I said, we've had Vishal Mitchell, we've had all our local artists, Ndogozo, or Once More Six, that worked with us before. We've worked with people like Tim Roderick, people who are coming, you know, who have something special that is on their lives. And we say, hey, God, let's work together. You see, it's easy for us to find reasons to be divided and to be, you know, divided. But it's also good for us to intentionally look for ways of how we can be united, not just as Christians, but just as people, as nations, as coming from different tribes and creeds and races, coming from all kinds of background, coming together because we are stronger, united.
Wow, I absolutely love this. Now I feel like I'm being schooled now, exactly. So Ndumiso, let's get on to the upcoming event that you guys are having on the 30th of November, right? If you could just give me a brief. You told us that, you know, the theme this year is On Bended Knees. Maybe give us a brief around the event. Also, where exactly is it going to be?
So yes, rightly so. The theme is On Bended Knees. And that is what we believe, a heart posture that all people should be living with. You know, sometimes in church, we get there and we are praying or worshiping and we get on our knees physically. Yeah, that's great. But are our hearts in a position of bended knees? Are our hearts surrendered to God? Our daily lives, when I'm encountering a temptation, how am I going to respond to that? And if I live my life just on bended knees every day, then it doesn't just become a show that I do at an event or at church, but it's really how I live my life. So we are saying to everybody, let's get on bended knees. When we talk to God, we must speak to him as our Lord, our King. He's in charge of our life. So 30th of November, we are just a few weeks away. At 5 p.m., we start at Carnival City.
Carnival City.
Big Top Arena. We are there from 5 p.m. And it is not just going to be a show. It's going to be an experience. A life-changing experience. It's going to be an experience going to leave us changed for the better, because when God is in it, enough said, when God is in it, nothing can be the same again.
You know what I'm really loving? I'm loving the fact that I'm just listening to you speak, Ndumiso, and oftentimes, you know, having been in this space, sometimes it's just business. But you can hear, you can hear that the purpose for what you guys have brought the organization together for is being lived out through the initiatives that you guys are doing. So I'm listening to you now and your tone, and I'm just like, Lord, these people understand the objective.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's about the kingdom of God.
Mm.
Our lives, everything that we're doing, our walk with God as individuals, us building churches, us holding concerts, whatever we do within Christendom is really about expanding and building the kingdom of God. And my question, you know, as much as I'm a professional marketer and I come with all the strategic whatevers and all of that, but my fundamental question when I approach these gospel events and gospel, you know, initiatives is souls.
Souls.
How are we going to win new souls to the kingdom, and how are we going to strengthen the believers who are already in the kingdom? How do you strengthen them and empower them in their walk with God? And so that is the brief. That's the brief that our artists have. So everybody has to pray. Whoever's going to touch that mic, on any, they have to be in prayer. They have to have a word from the Lord. They have to come ready to dish out what God has put in them.
Wow. So Nomiso, give us also another brief on who exactly should we be expecting, who's partnering with you guys and coming through on the day as some of the worshippers. Who are we worshipping with? Because you did mention that you bring in worshippers to move us to that place where you want us to be, where our hearts, you know, are on bended knees.
Absolutely. We've got some of South Africa's favorite worship artists, recording worship artists, who we've partnered with, the likes of Tsoli Mnyongo, the likes of Leanda Ndanzi, Lebo Sihobela, Takindo, Once More Six. You know, these are, and that's just on a local level. Now, from coming from other nations, we've got Joe Metal.
What?
Listen. Joe Metal is coming. Joe Metal is coming. Joe Praise is coming from the nation of Nigeria. Listen, for me, he's one of the most energetic praise leaders I've ever seen in my life. We've got Kofi Garigari, also from the nation of Ghana. We've got Isaiah Templeton, also known as Zeke. And from the United States.
Goodness. You're bringing him through.
Jacqueline Carr is coming. listen, it's gonna be lit. And there's a group that is making waves on the continent of Africa, and they are called Team Eternity Ghana.
Okay.
They make some of the most beautiful, amazing, vibrant gospel and praise music. And they are coming. It's a huge outfit. I'm gonna have about over 30 of them coming, just that team alone. Their music is amazing. I encourage everybody to go on streaming platforms and just check them out. Team Eternity, beautiful, beautiful stuff. They are the biggest in the nation of Ghana. You know what I'm saying? And these names from outside of South Africa that I've mentioned, these are no strangers to our shores.
Big names.
You know what I'm saying? They've worked with people here in South Africa, partnered with other great artists here in South Africa. And we know them, and they're doing wonderful things. I'm so excited. It's not just a human emotional excitement. It's a spiritual anticipation that's boiling in my spirit, because I know that God is up to something.
Wow. So how do we get our tickets? Because I'm already like, no. It's a must go. It's a definite must go.
Oh, yeah. Listen to me. The tickets are so cheap. They are the price of a date night. A small They are less than the cost of a date night. 350 rand.
What? For all those artists?
All the artists, all this music. The production is going to be world class. In terms of what you're going to see on stage, we are working very hard to make sure that also your experience at the Carnival City is smooth, is safe, you know, from parking right through to the queuing to ticketing, everything must be on point, and so that you can have an experience that is without distractions and discomforts in the presence of the Lord. And so at Web Tickets is where you get the tickets. Their website is www.webtickets.co.za, and you can also get these tickets from Pick and Pay stores and Boxer supermarkets as well.
Love to hear it. Please give us your social media handles in case somebody missed something right now and they need more details. How do we get more details?
Absolutely. We are on all the major social media platforms, Facebook, X, TikTok, Instagram, and on all of them, we are Halal Africa. And Africa is spelled with a K. Halal Africa, at Halal Africa. And you'll be able to see all the activities that we've been doing, all everything that is coming that we are going to do in the next few weeks. And by the way, on Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, as a precursor to the main event, we are holding a worship night in Kempton Park, absolutely free.
I saw that and I asked somebody, I was like, what's happening? Is there two of them? Yes, please give us a little detail on that.
It's all about one event. This worship night is just saying we are on the road to on unbended knees. And I don't want people to get confused. It is all about that one event that we're going to. But this is a precursor. It is us getting to the presence of the Lord and just starting to prepare ourselves spiritually and start giving people a taste of what they're going to experience there. And we have a myriad of great local worship artists that are on the on the lineup for Saturday night. This Saturday night, 6 o'clock, the twelfth of October, we are at Kempton Park. So get on our social media platforms and check out all those details. And remember, I said free of charge. We've got Ayanda Shine.
Free, guys.
We've got all of it. Listen, it's very great.
Wow, Dumiso, thank you so much. I never want to miss a detail. Any parting words, anything else you'd love to bring to our attention?
Absolutely. I want to say tickets are running. This is no joke. Please get your tickets today so that you can avoid disappointment. And if when tickets are finished, please don't call me and say, hey,
no favors.
You and I, we used to go to the same Sunday school in Dumiso. We grew up together. Listen, get your tickets now.
Don't regret it.
If you have any queries, please just drop a DM on our social media platforms at Halal Africa, and we'll be able to answer any of your questions.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dumiso, and God bless and all the best.
Thank you so much, Luko. Thank you. Radio Talk Land. Bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.